afternoon, and welcome to the Kill Radio Weekly News in Review. This is DJ Shy John, and on behalf of the whole Kill Radio News team, please stand by for the news. First of all, at the top of the news, I usually get this from harpers.org, and it was a day late. And I realized, well, then I read the email, and apparently they've redesigned their website. So I will read this part to you. Dear Weekly Review readers, a quick note before this week's review, inviting you to come by and visit the completely redesigned harpers.org, which we relaunched today. Most of the site has been upgraded, including our archive interface and the searchable Harper's Index. We've also added a few new features, including searchable findings. You can find a blog's post detailing the charges here. Of course, all those words are underlined. Thank you. We hope you enjoy. The editors. Harper's Weekly Review, October 23rd, 2012. Today is October the 24th. A car bomb in a residential neighborhood of Beirut injured dozens and killed eight, including Wissam al-Hassan, the intelligence chief of the Lebanese Internal Security Forces, who earlier this year produced evidence of a plot by neighboring Syria to sow conflict in Lebanon through bombings and targeted murders. Following al-Hassan's funeral, hundreds of protesters descended on the offices of Prime Minister Najib Mikati, a supporter of Syria's governing regime, leading to clashes with security forces that left at least seven dead. After this assassination, I feel like my whole country is at risk, said Michael Mata, who attended the funeral. Every person who calls for Lebanon's independence ends up in the grave. In Damascus, where a car bomb injured 29 and killed 13 during a visit by UN peace envoy Lakhdar Brahmi, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad ordered repairs to a 12th-century mosque that was damaged during a recent battle with opposition forces. He burns down the country and its heritage and then says he will rebuild it, said activist Mohammed al-Hassan. Why do you destroy it to begin with? During a pretrial hearing at Guantanamo Bay, whose mildewed and rodent-infested legal offices the U.S. Navy agreed to give a comprehensive cleaning, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the accused orchestrator of the 9/11 attacks, was granted the opportunity to address the court. Many governments can kill people under the name of national security, said Mohammed. And torture people under the name of national security, and detain children under the name of national security. Police in Britain apologized for tasering a blind, middle-aged man after mistaking his walking stick for a samurai sword. In a debate with President Barack Obama, Mitt Romney said that he took action as governor of Massachusetts to seek out female applicants qualified for high-level positions in his administration. I went to a number of women's groups and said, "Can you help us find folks?" said Romney, and they brought us whole binders full of women. It was later revealed that a coalition of state women's groups had initiated the search. Representative Todd Akin, Missouri, likened his Senate race opponent Claire McCaskill to a dog who goes to Washington to fetch tax burdens. Former Senator and Democratic presidential candidate George McGovern, whom Obama called a statesman of great conscience and conviction, died at age 90. French President François Hollande announced a plan to ban homework, which he said favors the wealthy. And Taiwanese electronics manufacturer Foxconn admitted to employing workers as young as 14 at a plant in northeastern China. A Wisconsin man, whose wife had taken out a restraining order against him, shot seven women, killing three at the spa where his wife worked, then killed himself. The Justice Department disclosed that the rate of violent crime in the United States increased last year for the first time since 1993, and Scotland Yard banned police officers from getting tattoos on their faces and hands. Ulaanbaatar took down its last remaining statue of Vladimir Lenin, which it will auction at a starting bid of $280. and a Florida man was arrested for smuggling a Tyrannosaurus batar skeleton out of Mongolia. A paleoanthropologist determined that prehistoric man ate pandas. Researchers disproved the five-second rule, and a cat discovered 2,000-year-old catacombs in Rome. Meow. A Seattle man was arrested for the 1976 murder of an elderly woman after an undercover policeman obtained DNA from him by pretending to conduct a chewing gum survey. And a former McDonald's proprietor from North Dakota sold a 20-year-old jug of McJordan barbecue sauce, developed for the limited production McJordan hamburger in the early 1990s, for $9,995. I had this barbecue sauce on the shelf for 20 years, said seller Mort Bank. It's probably edible. This article was written by Justin Stone. I only have one more article today. It's from our very own state here of California. This is from the LA Times local. In Costa Mesa, homelessness is where the heart isn't. Mayor Eric Bever is trying to close the private soup kitchen serving 300 homeless daily. Despite all evidence to the contrary, he says it attracts out-of-towners. It's by Gail Holland, Los Angeles Times, October 18th. Head west on 19th Street in Costa Mesa. First you hit the monumentalist architecture of the 24-hour fitness club and Roadrunner Sports. Then comes the more modest Cash for Gold outlet and a pawn shop. Finally, half hidden behind a clutch of palm trees and shrubs, the squat gray building of the Someone Cares soup kitchen comes into view. Clearly, we're on the wrong side of the tracks. Orange County people once hoped to leave those tracks behind, across the LA County line. But those days are long over. For decades, Orange County has had all the goods and ills of a modern metropolis: universities, museums, theaters, and yes, the homeless. Costa Mesa Mayor Eric Bever, however, seems to be lost in a reverie of days gone by. He's convinced the 300 people that line up at the city soup kitchen each day are streaming in from across the county, the state, and even the nation. And he's asked city staff to investigate shutting Someone Cares down. If we manage to put the kitchen out of business, that will go a long way toward addressing the attractive nuisance we have in this city, Bever said at the October 2nd Costa Mesa City Council meeting. Bever's proposal is a new low in heartlessness in a stubbornly rotten economy, yes, even in Orange County. It also puts him to the right of the Republican Party. The GOP wants private charities, not the government, to provide the social safety net, no less than Representative Paul Ryan, the Republican vice presidential candidate, who showed up at a soup kitchen in Youngstown, Ohio last Saturday. Bever says he's not against the city taking care of its own, but he insists, against all evidence to the contrary, that the soup kitchen is a magnet for outsiders who are engulfing Costa Mesa with their nuisance and sanitation violations. It's more like a buffet line than a soup kitchen, Bever said. It's world famous. If somebody writes a book about greasy spoons, it would be in there. Bever is also going after Share Ourselves, an agency in Costa Mesa that offers free mental and dental care and, in Bever's words, grocery handouts. Someone Cares runs largely on donations and a volunteer labor from Costa Mesa citizens, retirees, and aspiring university students seeking community service credits for their resume. It is supported by corporations including Trader Joe's, which donates much of the food. When I visited Tuesday, a Wells Fargo representative was dropping off a $10,000 check, lining up for plates of chili Colorado or verde, chicken mole, green and fruit salads, and rice and beans were people like Joyce, a resident of Costa Mesa for 37 years. Joyce fell sick and lost her job at an Orange County ophthalmologist's office. She is living in her car off her meager Social Security payments. Seniors from the nearby 18-story Bethel Towers apartments lined a bench. Ricky Weissman worked for airline ground crews for 24 years at John Wayne Airport in Orange County and at airfields in Ontario and in San Diego. He moved into the Costa Mesa Motor Inn when his airline stock retirement plan went kablooey. There's been homeless people here for decades, Weissman said. Some of the diners came from other Orange County cities. Robert Williams, 94, a fisherman who also waited tables at the Hurley Bell, the late lamented Corona Del Mar landmark restaurant, drives in from his home in Newport Beach because he doesn't like the green stuff at the senior center. But no one I talked to, seated at the family-style tables, knew of a single person that traveled there from L.A. County or points beyond. We don't get it, said Shannon Santos, Someone's Care's executive director. Survey shows the overwhelming majority of their patrons are from Costa Mesa. The mayor has never even visited the soup kitchen, she said. Bever dismissed the charity's surveys as worthless. If you're a homeless person, you're from wherever you're standing, he said. The mayor's termed out from the city council and is running for the Mesa Consolidated Water District Board. He conceded his proposal was extreme. Are you familiar with the term saber-rattling, he asked. Sometimes you have to shake things up. But this isn't the first time Costa Mesa has produced a radical piece of social engineering. The city council became the darling of the far right last year by calling for cutting its municipal workforce in half and contracting out services. That proposal is tied up in court, but the council is still working on it. Weissman, the former airline employee, said he knows the homeless sometimes cause problems, but where are they to go? All Bever's talking about is getting rid of something, Weissman said. Joyce and Costa Mesa police recently rousted her from her car at Lyons Park and told her to move on to Huntington Beach or Fountain Valley. The officers relented when they saw her car wouldn't start, and other homeless people helped her move it to a new location. Bever said he did not ask police to run the homeless out of town, but his proposal boils down to the same thing, getting them to go wherever, as long as it's somewhere else. And that again was from the LA Times. And that's it for the Kill Radio Weekly News. Thank you very much, and thanks to the whole Kill Radio News team. Have a great week, everyone. Be kind to each other, and stay out of the news.